The Novos When You Wake Up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
All right, good morning, everyone. Hey, Ari, how are you today for your Tuesday?
I feel very tired.
Do you?
Yeah,
What's happened?
I had a busy afternoon yesterday afternoon. Just a lot of, I guess, admin stuff.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
You've got a basketball jersey on.
Yeah, I've got my La Familia gear on today.
What's that from?
That's my brother's basketball brand. So basically...
Oh, he's got a brand, does he?
Yeah, he brought it out. I think, when was it launched? Last year or the year before? So he's a basketball coach.
How's it going? Yeah.
I actually don't talk to him, so I have no idea.
Fair enough.
I think he's put that on hold since he got a different job and
whatever.
He's not really doing much basketball at the moment, as far as I know. But it's comfy gear.
It looks cool.
Yeah, not cheap, but it's good quality.
Okay, here's the question.
Yeah.
Did you get a family discount?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't remember
5% off or something?
I think it was like 20% off.
Oh, that's all right.
Good wicket.
Yeah, you got to get the deals where you can, right?
Mm, how are you today?
Yeah, great. I'm ready to go for today.
You've had your Weet-Bix?
Mm-hmm.
How many did you have?
Actually didn't. I had muesli.
Oh, where's your Weet-Bix? You run out?
No. I just opened the cupboard today and went muesli. I'm regretting it. There's a few bits in my teeth.
Do you not feel like muesli is like kind of an exotic breakfast?
I think you are missing the meaning of exotic. If it's muesli.
I don't know.
Exotic might be, foie gras or something.
Okay. Well, it sounds fancy.
Yeah. Oh, look. Muesli. It's all right. I don't think I'll have it again tomorrow. I regret my decision, to be honest.
Well, to be fair, I don't think they're going to put you on a muesli ad anytime soon.
Muesli.
It's okay.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I don't think I'll be the face of muesli or the voice of it. Maybe not.
It's okay. I can't get over it.
That's my assessment of it. It's perfectly fine, but I regret my decision.
Fair enough.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Now, Crevo, you know how I have a massive love for Yellowstone, the TV show, and anything to do with Western?
Well, because it's got cowboy hats on it, and your boyfriend once wore a cowboy hat and it impressed you a lot.
It impresses me much, yes.
That's how it goes, basically.
He's a cowboy at heart, to be honest. But there's a new show coming out on Netflix. It's called Ransom Canyon, and the tagline is Love, Land, Legacy. Welcome to Ransom Canyon. So it's basically kind of a mashup of, if you want to kind of describe it, it's Yellowstone meets Virgin River, kind of, you know, romantic.
I've never seen any of these. Okay. Quick question for you.
Yeah.
What streaming service is Yellowstone on?
Oh, Yellowstone, I think, is on Stan. However, Ransom Canyon is a Netflix show.
So what they've done is they've gone, right.
What does Netflix need?
What does Netflix not have? Oh, could we do Orange Stone? Oh, it's a little bit close.
Oh, well, they have...
They might sting us still for copyright infringement.
Honestly, on Netflix, they have at the moment, it's called Territory, and that's an Australian show. It's kind of like Yellowstone, but Australia.
They want the American version. Mm. They've gone in ChatGPT then and gone, write me a name of a Western TV show that will compete with Yellowstone. Outcomes, what is it? Ransom Canyon?
Ransom Canyon.
Oh, Ransom Canyon.
It's an actual place in Texas, you know.
Well, I don't doubt it. What I do doubt is it'll be any as good as Yellowstone.
Actually, I've seen the teaser trailer for it. It looks good.
Oh, really?
It's a lot calmer than Yellowstone. Okay. Yellowstone's a
dramatic,
lot.
Yeah.
So this is going to be, it's good. It's got 10 episodes, season one, about hour long each episode. So it should be really, really good to watch. I'm very excited.
Are you going to finish Yellowstone before you start it?
Oh, I will definitely finish Yellowstone beforehand, yeah. And I want to rewatch 1883 with Will, so that should be interesting.
There's so much cowboy TV watching.
Ransom Canyon's going to be a me thing, though. I'm not watching that with my partner.
Really?
Why
is that?
That's a personal one. Well, I think it'll be a bit too romantic for Will.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm more mushy than he is.
Yeah, so I'll be, you know, cowboys off in the going off into the sunset, you know, as lovers. Is that the sort of thing it is?
I have no idea.
Huh? Fair enough.
No idea. Well,
I look forward to the review.
Yes.
Is all I'll say.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM. FM's First at Five.
Okay, let's jump into some of the biggest stories happening around this morning. So everyone is aware about this kind of, it looks like a burnout situation gone wrong in Abermain over the weekend.
Yeah, it was mentioned in the news earlier, I believe.
Yeah, it was kind of like, you know, a bunch of people getting together, doing some drag racing, some burnouts, all the hooning around and whatnot. It went severely wrong. A teenager now faces 6 charges and has lost his license after the alleged burnout, which injured 7 people, including 2 children as well.
Oh, my God. So yeah. Such a shame. Such a nice part of the world, too. So having this sort of stuff going on is never good.
Yeah. Well, police were told at the scene that a sedan had been driving east when it crashed into 2 parked cars, another sedan and an SUV, causing the SUV to hit a group of onlookers as well. So lots of people suffering a lot of different injuries. For the most part, I think everyone's okay. But yeah, this, I think he's the 18-year-old. That's right. Police allege he was behind the wheel of the sedan when it, you know, crashed and whatnot. So he's facing a lot of different charges at the moment.
I'd say, you know, it's good they're building this motorsport park or whatever, because at least they can go, people can go for track days and stuff and do that sort of behaviour in a controlled environment.
And get it out of their system.
Exactly. On regular roads, it's not the place to do things like that.
I am aware of the fact that there is a big culture around drag racing and burnouts around the region, which is very dangerous, especially if you're taking young people to this.
Oh, my God.
Please don't.
Yeah, just if you're going to do it, wait for that thing to be built or nick down to Sydney.
Oh, it's I've heard about that.
Yeah, there's heaps down there, heaps of spots.
Yeah, just so, endangering everyone, including yourself, please.
Not on public roads. Mm,
but that's, you know, not for me to judge. I'm keeping that under wrap. Okay, moving on, right. Sonia Hornery, okay,
yes.
Wall's End MP, she's been around for yonkers. Lovely woman. Well, she's now putting the City of Newcastle Council under fire for its spending habits over Christmas time.
What did they spend on?
Yeah, well, to be honest, she's taken to social media to call out what she says is, and I quote, flagrant excessive spending and wasteful extravagance on their Christmas parties. So apparently the 3 parties that they had, it revealed...
3?
Yeah, it revealed it spent thousands of dollars, allegedly, on gifts purchased with fund, like ratepayer funds, its continued use of the ticketless parking fine system and the enormous 46% rate rise imposed about a decade ago, all that type of thing. So basically, she's taking aim saying that, you know, they spent over $9,000 on raffle prizes at these parties, including Dyson Airwraps and all that type of thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, like, all these cool gadgets, they're just like, hey, put this in the raffle, you know, give our staff some things to buy.
Government jobs are supposed to be well-paid but a bit boring.
Yeah.
That's how they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
So they shouldn't be having fancy raffles with air wraps.
Well, I would like a Nintendo Switch and some air wraps, please.
Yeah.
Get on that new FM.
Go to JB Hi-Fi with your money and buy it.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be all that sort of stuff going on, not with my ratepayer money.
Well, there you go. Sonia's all over it, apparently. It's all alleged in a lot of different areas. I'm not saying much, but
she is.
Have
a look at what she's saying if you want to know more.
Pretty much.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, obviously, if you're ever going to have to move into an old people's home, you're hoping to find the one that's the most fun. Right.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to be, you know, forming into a potato.
That's right. You want to have one that's got a few mates, perhaps, some activities, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, some doof-doof on a Saturday night. Yeah.
That's it. So for this next story, we move to Middlesbrough in the UK.
Okay.
Which is just south of Newcastle in the UK.
Okay.
So it's a local story. We're as local as.
Oh, no.
Now, this old people's home, look, things are a bit stagnant there.
Oh.
So they brought in this guy to set up some entertainment for the old biddies there.
That's nice.
Normally what they did was have things like a knit and natter session. So a bit of knitting and a bit of chit-chat.
Love that.
Now, this guy, he worked there for a while, but he had another calling, turns out.
Oh.
So his name is Max Hunter, and he actually decided, look, I've enjoyed doing the entertainment here for the old folks,
mm-hmm.
but what I really want to do, my real calling is to be a stripper.
Is that what he actually said?
Yep. So
my calling is to take my clothes off.
Yeah, to have do adult entertainment. So he gave up his work there as the care home's entertainment manager.
What a stark difference in careers, by the way.
Well, yeah, he's moved on, but he decided because he's got this new career to go back and do a performance for them.
Stop it! But all these old people would know him. And then I feel like that's too connected.
So he said, I spoke to the gang here and the ladies said a resounding yes, please.
Oh.
With the new care homes manager, Carolyn Boasted. I've never seen a reaction like that to any event we've ever done.
Oh, keep it in your pants, honey.
So here's some of the description of how it went down, right? So you imagine Max Hunter, I think it's his real name, headed for this. And then, this kicks off. The residents apparently twirled pants and props as Mr. Hunter danced in the living room of the care home.
Oh, my God.
Which was decked out in a red shimmer curtain. Here's some of the comments, quotes from the residents.
Rules and regulations, keep the hands off the merchandise.
87 years of age, Anne Hodgson said, he has a nice body. Nice and athletic, and everything he did was lovely.
Lovely.
I know, so good.
She's being so polite.
Here's another quote from one of the residents who wanted to remain anonymous, who said, everybody was smiling, and that's beautiful.
Oh.
It's so, wholesome. Betty Hughes, who said this, though, I loved his backside. I feel like they need to. I think they need to introduce some of this in more, aged care homes around the world. People need to have fun. It doesn't matter how old you are. At the end of the day, you just want to have a good time, right?
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So yesterday I had to grab a couple of things from Coles at Waratah, just a few things on the way home.
Oh, the Waratah Village there?
Yeah, the village.
Nice.
And I saw something I've never seen before.
Oh, this will be good.
So it's like a SUV.
Yeah.
Sort of, I don't know what it was.
A black SUV, in those action movies?
No. It's like a RAV4 or something. Oh. But the ones that had that have a hatchback.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have that sort of opens up at the top with a tailgate that drops down thing, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, they had that just fully open, no people in it.
What? Windows, was it ransacked or something?
No. Windows are open and the back hatch was open.
To let the air breeze
customers
come through.
Gone. The people that had the car gone.
What?
Tied up in the back, a German Shepherd.
Oh.
So enter the car at your own risk.
That German
it's
Shepherd.
Fully unlocked, but at your own risk.
I reckon those people are smart. You want to know why? Because they've absolutely thought about the dog first.
Well, that's true. But also, they're confident nothing's getting stolen from their vehicle.
Yeah, that's going to be their absolute best guard dog there is.
See, I always think about those, Jeeps and stuff with no roof or no...
Oh, no windows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, wouldn't you forget your sonny's there one day or something? Mm. That's what I always wonder with those cars. With this situation, though, that thing can be open all day. No problems at all.
You walk a metre or even half a metre towards it, that dog's going to go off.
I had to go past it and it was eyeing me up.
Oh, really? So I was touch it, I dare you.
Come a bit closer. I freaking dare you.
Well, okay. I appreciate those people.
What a security
smart
system. It is.
They've thought about it.
Yeah, they've gone, this is the solution.
And they're taking care of their dog. You know what would be even better?
Yeah.
If they came back with a treat for him or her.
I'm sure they will. Mm. I'll tell you, everything's a payment system.
Yes.
You got to pay for everything in life. Nothing's free.
Yeah, including tweets for your little puppy.
New FM. The Novos.
Speaking of some animals as well, this next story is quite funny. I'm talking about a hungry possum who's given himself a bit of a food coma. So a real estate agent over in Nebraska got an unexpected house guest just the other day. Apparently this possum ate an entire tuxedo chocolate mousse cake from Costco that she recently brought. Basically, she walked outside last Sunday to find her cake on the floor on the back of her porch, brown paw prints on her new couch, and a panting possum lying on top of it.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
possums in America, they're not cute like here.
They're scary looking.
They honestly look like an Australian possum has put on a Freddy mask.
Ooh.
And has a case of the rabies.
Well, that and very, very sharp teeth.
They're always hissing with their mouths open.
Yes.
They're freaky looking things. They do not as cute at all.
So just to give you a little bit of context, this Costco tuxedo bar cake is 1.15 kilos and it ate most of it.
Oh, see, that can't be healthy for an animal like that.
Well, apparently,
and I wish them bad luck because they're so freaky looking.
It was admitted to a rehab institution, so, you know.
For addiction to chocolate cake?
No, just trying to get, you know, pumped out of its system.
Right.
So the viral cake bandit has garnered a lot of support as well from comments on social media and things like that. One person said, "We've all been there, girl."
When you
on a
just,
Facebook post.
When you just want to eat a whole cake and pass out.
Yep, and start panting. It's like, oh, chocolate food coma. Also, another person wrote on a Facebook post, "I've also begun to breathe heavily after eating an entire cake by myself. Maybe not Costco, but it definitely has happened more than once. I get it, girl. I get it." So, like, everyone's, like, showing support for
this possum.
Greedy possum.
Well, it is a very, very greedy possum.
UFM.
De Novos.
Service dogs. We love them. Musicals. I love them.
Yeah, you're a big fan of musicals, aren't you?
Yeah, dogs and a musical. What better way could you have each and every weekday/weekend night? Okay, so a group of Canadian service dogs, right, have recently attended a live performance, so in the theatre, to watch Billy Elliot, the musical, at the Stratford Festival as part of their training. So think about this. A bunch of grown service dogs that, as part of their induction and training and to try and get them settled into everyday life of what, you know, it could look like when they get partnered up with a human. So, like, go into a cinema, go into a theatre, like, oh, I want to go watch the latest Barbie movie or the latest Harry Potter or whatever. But you're worried about the fact that the dog might be a little bit disruptive or it might, you know, be disinterested and run amok or whatever.
Get bored.
Yeah.
So they train it by taking it to these events to make sure, oh, he's just going to sit there and be a good boy or girl.
Mm-hmm.
They actually had one of these in Newcastle recently.
Did they?
Yeah.
Went to a cinema?
No, it was for a musical. It was, what's the Little Mermaid, I think it was. I got a recording of it.
Oh, God. Don't do it.
Darling, it's
better than where it's wetter. Take it from me under the sea. You're hilarious.
Thank you.
So, yeah, it's good that they're doing that in Canada as well as in Newcastle as well.
Well, pretty much. The exercise, it says here, helped them acclimate to the sights and sounds of a theatre, ensuring that they remain calm in distracting environments. Guided by handlers from this Canine Country Inn Working Service Dogs page, the dogs sat quietly through the show, demonstrating their readiness to assist their future owners in public spaces. And honestly, the photos are just adorable.
So cute. All these dogs are sitting there in the theatre.
Yeah.
And they weren't distracted. The ones in Newcastle, though, when this got going,
take it from me.
They got very distracted, and some of them left, I heard.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Right, so I've seen on Instagram and all that, this little Valentine's Day ordeal. Oh, I don't want to say ordeal, but it's like a gift, I would say. So, you know, Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez, you know how they just recently got engaged?
That's right, yeah.
Like, power couple, but also
DJ
very wholesome.
DJ and singer.
Actually, he's a record producer.
That's what they call him these days.
Yeah, so. Anyway, apparently for Valentine's Day, now this is what I want for my relationship, right?
Selena Gomez is getting Justin Bieber back?
No, they're not going to get back together. He's an idiot. Okay. So Benny Blanco surprised his fiancée Selena with a bathtub full of nacho cheese, like the melted nacho cheese, and like a whole massive bowl of corn chips next to it.
Is that your dream scenario?
Yeah. I love nacho cheese. A melted cheese get in my belly. Yeah.
Would you want to be, say, for example,
nachos.
You go over to your boyfriend Will's share house.
Yep.
And he's filled the bath with cheese.
Yep.
What is your reaction?
Give it a chips. Let's go to town.
Really?
Yes,
is
of course.
Is it bothering you even mildly? It's in the shared bathroom bathtub?
Nope. That sounds absolutely delightful. I love
it. Okay, would you get in it?
No. I'm not putting myself in it. I just want
just
to eat it.
Sitting on the side on like a little chair.
I would get a beanbag.
A beanbag?
Yeah, put my laptop on like one of the benches or something and just start going in.
Go to town.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have a different dream to me.
Selena Gomez is one lucky girl. Could you imagine having someone like in your life that would fill a bathtub full of cheese and chips for you?
If they did that, I think I'd be making some phone calls.
Help, get me out of here.
Hey, your
They're
words
not mine.
They're
trying to flatten me up.
Your words not mine.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Yesterday, Ari, after the show, we had the telly on in the studio here, and on pops like a press conference about the Panthers.
Yeah, it's an NRL player that was on.
Yeah, obviously the season getting warmed up. Mm. Obviously people are, got questions about it. And
yeah, it's like a press tour in a way.
That's it. And one of the players was featured as part of this as an interview.
Just a normal player.
And from the front, all business. He looked very serious, ready for the upcoming season and everything.
Definitely.
But then flicked over his shoulder, flunk, was a little, and by little I mean significant, rat's tail.
And a skinny one at that.
Very skinny. Mm. Very, very skinny. So only for the discerning eye, only for the person really looking for it.
Mm.
Was a rat's tail that went just close to his collarbone. So that's got some real length to go over the shoulder and down to the collarbone.
Now,
significant.
That is a bit of length in the hair, right? Yeah. Considering he has short hair, like, that's only probably about an inch, not even long, on the rest of his head.
Like, buzz cut.
Think about it. That is a lot of commitment to be able to grow that one tiny string of hair and then plait it.
Out to that length. And it was beautifully plaited too. Very tight plait.
You're wondering if his mum plaited that before he left home this morning?
Could well be. I'm not sure. Or maybe he really loves doing it himself.
Well, each to their own.
That's it. Now, this got us talking about rat's tails because I think they're on the rise.
Really?
And I'm about it.
I think they are in rugby league.
I'm thinking of getting one myself.
No.
What do you mean, no? Why do you say no so quickly and instantly conviction?
If you're over the age of 30. If you're over the age of 15, you should not have one.
What do you... No, I think they're quite good. I think there's something... Imagine this, right? You're having you've got a long, boring bus ride.
Mm.
You can just play with your rat's tail. How convenient.
Diddling, get a
diddling, diddling, diddling.
You can magazine. Magazine.
Running it through your fingers.
Put your AirPods in.
Twirling it around your finger, twisting it. Here's what I want to do here, right? 4967-4105. Rat tail tales.
rat tail stories.
Do you have a story about a rat tail? Because I believe you have a story about your brother.
Yeah, so my brother, God bless him, he's 31 this year. So when we were in high school, for example, I can't remember what time it was, maybe year 9, maybe year 10. Anyway, so my brother was known for his rat's tail.
Really?
Yeah.
He was famous for it?
Started off as this tiny little thing up the back of like his neck and he's like, oh, this is a bit of fun. I'll just plait that just for a joke. Ended up being quite long.
Really? So significant.
And thick Italian black hair as well. And then he's like plaiting some of it. He had that thing in for a long time. He went to basketball with it. Now, so much so, like when he went on a school camp, his friends at school, his school group was like, let's make a plan to burn it off in his sleep.
Like, well, you could just cut it with some scissors.
Well, I think that they wanted to make a statement. It's like, Gaddy, get that thing off your head.
No more rat's tails in this team.
No.
Okay, so 4967-4105. Do you have a rat's tail?
Mm.
Do you think they're cool? Or maybe you're against them and you've, like, cut one off before or something.
Yeah, like your friend or your son, your partner, whatever.
Rat tail tales. Mm. If you got one, well, let's find out what Newcastle thinks about this.
Yes.
In Woodbury, Nicole, good morning. What are your thoughts on rat's tails?
I love them. When my son started kindergarten, he had a rat's tail.
Yeah.
I just, everyone hated it. My family hated it. his friend traded it, and I thought it was like, gorgeous, and he had it for like the whole year.
Yeah, but wow. Did he end up cutting it off, or did you cut it off? What was the
family members?
The result.
My best friend's husband took him out for a play day, like took him to the movies and to Kids World, and then when he came home, he had no rat tail. He went and got a haircut.
Disguised.
But he decided.
Disguised outing.
So wait, did the friend do it, or your son did it?
I think that my friend's husband might have influenced him because by the end, everyone hated it. And he loves his Uncle Blakey, so he would have been like, okay then.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Influenced by the people that you love the most.
Uncle Blakey will get your rat's tail is not a sentence I ever thought I'd say.
He just didn't want his little friend to be bullied.
Well, that's possibly it. Now, like I said, thinking of getting a rat's tail in Aberglasson. Susan, what do you reckon?
No, absolutely not, Crevo. They are wrong, wrong, wrong. Get me a pair of scissors, please.
When you see one out and about, say you're at Green Hills or something, are you ever tempted to just, like, grab some little scissors out of your pocket and go snip it?
Absolutely. Would love a pair in my handbag. Chop.
Chop at all times. Yeah, just to see that thing fall off onto the floor.
Well, if you're at Green Hills and you got a ratty, I would suggest avoiding the area for
be
now.
Be careful.
105.3 New FM. It's the Novos. Name 5.
Oh, let's play a game. Who wants to play a game? You want to play a game?
Well, I can't because it's for prizes and for listeners. I already had my go.
Yeah, you've already had your turn, so it's the listener's turn now. So this is the Novo's Name 5. A quick recap. You get 10 seconds on the clock and you're going to list 5 things in the category that we give you.
All right. Let's meet our contestant for today.
I think we should.
In Rankin Park. Good morning, Emily. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks.
That's the way. How is Rankin Park today?
It's a beautiful morning, just beautiful.
It's a little bit chilly out there as well.
Lots of my family members are saying it is, but I'm perfect temperature for me.
All right. You run a bit hot, do you, Emily?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. All right.
Let's snuggle up weather.
That's it. It certainly is. All right. You know how the game works?
Yes, I do.
Okay. 10 seconds on the clock. 5 things from the category. Ari is your quiz master.
Okay.
Let's do this thing.
Okay, 10 seconds. Here we go. Emily, name 5 sports. Go.
Hockey, gymnastics, cross country, soccer, basketball.
Oh, my God, you've done it.
Smashed it.
It could have been the Novo's Name 5 in 5 seconds. You would have got it.
Well done, Emily. That was easy this morning, wasn't it?
That was pretty easy.
Yeah, okay, good stuff. Well,
I'll make it hard tomorrow then.
Emily's just taunting you now.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a bit of fun. I don't mind it.
Sorry for the person tomorrow.
Call the show anytime. Our latest local winner off to go and see the movie of their choice, mm-hmm. Gold Lounge Reading Cinemas, Charlestown, here at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, Newcastle at the moment is going through a bit of a price crisis when it comes to the price of beers.
Hangover, 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 hangover.
So, one of the cheapest places in town over time has always been at the Northern Star Hotel.
Yeah, now, okay, this, where is that?
It's right in Hamilton. Now, this is obviously, it's been known as having like the cheapest beers you can get. $6 for a pint of Guinness about 2 years ago.
Damn.
But because of all the federal tax hikes, now $10. That's 40% up in 2 years.
Yes, it's a big jump.
Now, I realise that, you know, the costs of doing business have gone up a lot and I bet they're not making a lot more profit necessarily. Mm. But it just, like, it hits the pocket. And if you keep continuing at that rate, you're going to have, like, 20% a year. It's going to be very expensive very soon. I've got some samples of prices from around the region. And look, some places are cheaper than others. So these are schooner prices. Mm-hmm. If you want a really cheap schooner, you've got to go to the Chelmsford Hotel in Currycurry, where $6.90 will get you a schooner of new. Mm-hmm. Be alert, though, if you look, and Harrigan's are friends of the show, no doubt about it. Harrigan's Hunter Valley, though, at Pecolbin.
Yeah.
$11.50 for the same schooner.
Ooh.
I get it. Like, the beer has to travel further. But
does it?
Well, is it that much more? Is my question. Things look, at Honeysuckle Hotel, which is a nice venue, once again, I'm sure the rent's not super cheap.
Oh, gosh, no.
$10.50.
Yeah.
Schooner of New. New of all beers.
Yeah, like, it's not a good quality.
It's perfectly acceptable. If someone hands me one, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah, well, $10.50, you're definitely saying no.
But I'm not using my own money to buy it, probably. Mm. I'll probably try and buy something with more taste.
Shots fired.
Look, there are a few places that are a bit cheaper. Jules Tavern, which is a beautiful part of the world.
A bit far for us, though.
Yeah, a little bit far. $8.80. It's still a lot at the Jules Tavern. Like, I go in there and it is lovely. They have done it up.
Yeah.
And the renovation money has to come from somewhere.
And they've got to pay their staff.
They've got to pay everyone. But $8.80 for a schooner of new, it just feels outrageous. So my understanding is that recently basically the taxes on alcohol and beer especially are going up twice a year.
God's sake, man.
Because it's indexed to inflation. But increasing twice a year is just, it's so much. I mean, it's to the point where people won't want to go to the pubs for a catch-up anymore. It's just too expensive.
Mm, stay home and twiddle your thumbs.
Or drink beer at home. It's probably cheaper.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
My mum sent me a text this morning, Crevo, and I'm just picturing it in my head. So she goes, "Morning, honey. Just thought I'd fill you in on something funny this morning." I'm like, righto, what's going on?
Anyone who says this is going to be funny, like when they start a joke, get ready. This is a good one.
Oh, it's funny for me. It might not be funny for anyone else. Anyway,
let's find out.
So she's like, "Woke up this morning and your dad's, you know, watching Leeds United on television, like play."
Oh, right,
so
right,
of course.
So he's
got up to sport and all that. So he's able to watch all of, like, the EPL and Champions League games. Anyway. So, because Dad's the biggest Leeds United fan, and he knows, like, all the words to the theme song, and he's,
big
like,
fan.
He's got his scarf on, he's got all of his, like, Leeds merch on. Apparently, she's, like, walked into the theatre room, and then there he is, kind of, like, on the edge of the couch and, like, singing along with the crowd, but on his own. Like, how sweet is that? Like,
well, he loves
it. I said to her, "Can you record some?" She's like, "No, it's too intermittent, like, whatever." And I'm just picturing in my head what it sounds like. He's leaning forward and going, "Oh, I love you, Leeds." Like, I'm picturing him, like, doing that.
I'm sure the song is different to that.
No, it goes, "We love you, Leeds, Leeds, Leeds." That's all I know.
Oh, that's pretty good. You're not bad.
"Well, Leeds United."
There we go.
I'm picturing Dad doing that right now.
Oh, so fun.
Watching
so fun.
Sport on his own because he's lonely.
No, it's not because he's lonely. He knows what shows he likes to watch and he goes and watches them. Sounds like a man who knows what he's doing.
Kind of sounds a bit sad.
No.
Invite someone over to watch it with you. That's what I do.
It's 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Who's going to go? Who's going out there?
He's over the age of 65. All of his friends are over his age. So, you know, there's plenty of people
retired.
They've
got spare time. Yeah.
They've got a lot of spare time on their hands. They've got nothing but time on their hands.
Well, that's fair then. He's just got to find other fans, I guess, to join with. Because that's what makes it fun.
I don't think Mum would be too happy if someone walked in the house at 6:30 this morning. "I'm here to watch a Leeds game, Jan."
Ding, ding, ding. They've got, like, the case of beer ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a bit of fun for a 7:30 in the morning.
"We support Leeds United."
I can imagine them all singing.
New FM. The Novos.
Ringo Starr, he's doing a few, like, interviews and stuff. He's got a new album coming out, of course, Beatles fame. In this interview recently, though, he started talking about things that he has done in the past commercially. Mm. In fact, he starred in a Pizza Hut commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, you know, I guess at some point he wanted to earn a bit of extra money.
Cool.
And so he did that. But he said despite doing that, he has never tasted pizza. He's never eaten pizza in his life.
What?
Furthermore, he's never eaten a curry.
So I can't believe it.
So this is his reasoning. He's got a couple of food allergies.
Yeah.
And he said, with pizza, you don't know what you're putting in it half the time.
Oh, that's a lot.
Well, also, surely at his level of fame and money, he could go get a pizza with none of these ingredients, please.
Or bring a pizza chef to your house and watch them do it.
Honestly, his level of cash, he can totally do that.
Definitely.
So it got us talking about, like, when you... There's certain things that are very popular that you've never done in life. Mm. Obviously, never having pizza is extreme.
It's so sad.
I was trying to think about ones that I've never tried or never done in life. Surfing comes to mind.
Oh, I've never done that either. I bodyboarded. Have you gone
on a bodyboard? Yeah, I've gone on a bodyboard. Yep. That is not surfing.
It's completely different. Yeah, I know.
So that one came to mind straight away.
Fair.
What about for yourself?
I've got three.
Okay.
Straight off the top of my head.
Yeah, what have you got?
Never had eggnog.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So Christmas has been a little bit different for me, but that's fine. I get on the bye loose. I've never been to a concert. I was meant to go to a One Direction concert back in the day, but it got cancelled and I just never went.
I forgot about this fact about you. That is shocking.
Mm, and I've also never owned a passport. I've never been outside the country.
That is also shocking.
Yeah. So, I'm very boring, aren't I?
No, not at all. I would
what
say
I
that
lack
you're the...
in experience, I make up for personality.
I think you're the opposite of boring.
Oh,
but
thanks.
Everyone in life, there's stuff that you can't try. There's physically no time to try everything.
Yeah, haven't had snails like what you consistently eat. Right?
No, it's not consistently. I had it once recently. But this is what we're after here. 4967-4105. What is quite popular, but you've never tried?
That's a good question.
Or it could be something like this. I've never seen Back to the Future.
We were talking about this earlier. That is wild.
That triggered the memory for me.
Oh, man.
In Head and Greed Up, Carla, what about you? What's yours?
I have never had seafood.
What?
Of any kind?
No fish, no oysters, no prawns, nothing. I think it's disgusting, like even just the smell of it.
Carla.
The look on Ari's face right now, it looks like she's seen a ghost, to be honest.
Here's how you introduce it into your life. Ready? I'm going to give you the easiest little tip in the world, even though you didn't ask for it. So, how about some deep-fried Honey King prawns, right, that you get from, like, the Chinese shop? And then that way, that introduces you to seafood.
I think Carla's... I think
no. I don't even let my husband cook it in the house. If he wants to go and buy it somewhere else.
Is it that bad? You just can't handle the smell?
I can't handle the smell, and just the thought of it makes me sick.
Oh, bless you. Do you eat chicken?
I eat chicken, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's all right. Not interesting. Seafood, so. I was just going to be very, very saddened if she didn't eat chicken. She would have broken my heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay, Gabby in Madawi. Good morning, Gabby. What's something that's popular you've never tried?
Good morning. I have never watched Game of Thrones.
Oh,
this is a good one because this took the world by storm.
It certainly did. Between that and Tiger King, during the pandemic, what did you actually do, Gabby?
I know. Well, I spent a lot of time baking. I finished a master's degree, so I was very boring.
Yeah, that is very boring.
And using her brain in the right ways.
I know, surely, though, Tiger King's better for your brain.
Oh, jeez.
I would have thought.
Wow.
That's a lesson for you, kids. Don't worry about study and stuff. It's useless.
Do not listen to him.
Okay. In Thornton, Chris, what's popular that you've never tried?
I've never seen Star Wars.
Now, well done.
Now, Ari, you're not a Star Wars fan, are you?
I'm not missing out on a thing, Chris. I can assure you that. I watched two of them, and I'll never get those, 6 to 7 hours back in my life.
Question for...
I also, like Ari, don't have a passport.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, right. So you're never going to visit, you know, another country or a galaxy far, far away. Either or, you're totally missing out.
The Novos When You Wake Up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
This is something fun that I saw just last week. It appears like Delish, you know... that publication, delish.com.
Oh, just do like little short videos of how to make ravioli or something like that.
Yeah, basically. Well, Delish has teamed up with Cosmopolitan, which is also its own magazine.
I've heard of them,
media
yeah.
entity, yep. They've teamed up to develop the 7 Deadly X's. These are cocktails, right?
Ooh,
these
now you're talking.
These are fun. So you've got things like Toxic AF. which looks like it's in a beaker of some kind. Ooh. And it's got like green around it and all that type of thing. Then you've got the Trash Teeny.
Ooh, now you're talking.
So it's basically using, it's a play on words, obviously, for a cocktail name, but also about what type of, deadly ex you have, like the really bad ex-boyfriends or ex-girlfriends.
Which of these best represents one of your exes?
Well, there is one here, actually, funny you should mention. It's called Whiny Baby. So it's got, like, wine. It's like a sangria. So, yeah, I've had a whiny ex. Yeah.
And they had to go.
Yep. And then you've got also the Gaslighter, and it has like a little bit of like roasted marshmallow on top of like, it looks like a whiskey sour.
This is so fun.
And they've set the marshmallows on fire. The Gaslighter.
I love that.
So if you are having a little bit of a whinge about an ex over the weekend, maybe try some of these recipes.
Great idea.
Trash teeny is funny.
That is a bit of fun.
UFM.
De Novo's.
Yesterday I took baby Esme, my little kiddo, to Jimbaroo.
Now, you said she's about 9 months old now?
That's correct.
Oh, my gosh. So cute.
Very cute. And it's very nice atmosphere there.
So can you just explain quickly what Jimbaroo is?
Yeah. So basically, you take a baby there, or I don't know what other ages you can do it. I'm not
toddlers,
sure.
Maybe?
Possibly. Okay. I don't know. It's sort of in a hall kind of thing.
Yep.
And then, you lay them on their belly,
mm-hmm,
and then flip them over or something. They crawl around. They, like, juggle a ball. Not juggle, obviously. They don't have that kind of coordination.
So it's like working on your motor skills or something, socializing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You cool. Play a song and, like, dance clap. Around with them.
Cool.
Oh, can you clap? Yeah, all that sort of stuff. It's basic sort of things.
Yeah.
And it was a nice atmosphere, like I said.
Yeah.
And actually quite fun.
Okay.
But I thought, how good would it be to, like, get an adult version of this?
Yeah,
because
okay.
It's just so, like, it's a great atmosphere and the kids love it.
It's easygoing and you can be yourself?
Sort of. And okay. I was like, how much fun are they having? Why don't we have this sort of thing?
Let's make it socially acceptable.
Well, and just more of an adult version. So when they get there, obviously they get this like bib that goes around their neck that says Esme on it.
Oh.
So you know which baby's which in case one takes off or whatever.
Yeah.
I thought instead of that, you could get a wristband which says what drinks package you've got. So a blue could be like, unlimited beers.
Yep.
Green could be plus cocktails, and red could be for
all
wine.
All the above.
Yeah, or all of the above, that sort of thing.
The exact style.
And then I thought, look, the nursery rhyme's pretty good.
Yeah.
But we could switch it up and have more of this gear.
Let's get ridiculous!
Right? It could be a bit more fun.
So beach club vibe.
We're starting to get towards that. And then less of, let's feel your feet and feel your toes and all that sort of stuff, which is what they do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right,
it's discovering your feet. I already know where they are. Let's have a foot massage, please. Like a little session with that going on.
So I know where my toes and feet are.
I know exactly where they are.
Maybe you should know where they are and you can touch them and massage them.
Give them a massage. Mm-hmm. And I thought, look, they got to upgrade the food. Less like apple pieces and more, let's at least turn that into a nice tart or something.
With
the
daiquiri to go with it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
let's fix up the food a little bit, because whilst apple pieces are fun,
get a charcuterie board going.
Now you're talking. There's better food out there.
Cob loaf.
Exactly.
Done.
There's that local cob loaf company.
Oh, yeah. Cobco.
Cobco, yeah.
Yep.
Get them catering the thing. And then I thought, less like, we're rolling a ball to the middle of the room, are we? Brilliant. Why not have an actual full-size basketball court?
Done.
Because it doesn't matter what age you are, a full-size basketball court is fun, isn't it?
It's
just
really
something
is.
About it. It doesn't matter what level of skill you are. It
makes you feel like an NBA player, no matter how good you are or not.
Or how terrible you are, which is more on my style. But it's definitely fun every time.
UFM.
De Novo's.
Now, a name that we haven't had in the news or even on our show for a while is Reagan.
The best breakdancer in Australia?
Yeah, in air quotation marks, because let's be honest, she's not a breakdancer. Anyway, she's been spotted just recently at a Sydney nightclub. She's gotten up on stage and done like a little bit of a pathetic, I've seen the video, it's very pathetic, kind of excuse of like a mini dance on stage. Stood on her own foot, fell over.
Oh, fell over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she's actually taken a tumble
on
stage.
How embarrassing.
So the footage was shared to Instagram by a drag queen in Sydney named Champagne. So she showed that the crowd was chanting Ray Gunn's name right before she then tripped over her own foot.
Oh.
She then, get this, attempted to take the microphone from Champagne's hands.
Oh, no.
Is Ray Gunn doing that?
Is Ray Gunn on the sauce in this situation?
I don't know. Well, taking to the comments section, the Aussie Olympian admitted that she Def's had a bit too much to drink.
Oh, there we go.
Commenting, imagine my anxiety today.
Shush.
Shut up.
Anyone that says anxiety, go
up.
Away.
Let's grow up. You're not 17.
What a ridiculous. So, obviously, this is the question that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Was she invited on stage?
Don't know.
Or, you know, did she somehow weasel her way on? Like she weaseled her way onto the world stage.
Oh, Crevo, be careful.
Of what?
I don't know. Look, there is no information.
I don't think anyone disagrees that she weaseled her way into the world stage.
To be honest, I don't think that she was meant to perform because I'm looking at her outfit and she looks like she's just taken like a shirt and some like terrible cargo shorts from Adam Sandler's wardrobe. Like, he looks terrible.
That's her standard outfits. If you see her in interviews, that is the standard, absolute standard. So maybe she was.
Well, she's probably still trying to, you know, be on that breakdancer style and just try and convince everyone that she is still a breakdancer. She's not.
No, definitely. You've got it right.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
So I saw this photo on Reddit of Perkins Street yesterday, police sting in the city.
Okay.
Sort of, I don't know. It looks like one of the parts of the hill.
Okay.
Anyway, they were waiting. Apparently they were waiting. This is the comments section, so take this with a grain of salt, if you will. This gossip, really.
Sure.
Apparently they were waiting for about an hour before they boxed him in. So they were, like, hoping that it was going to come along.
Who?
Someone that they boxed in and then dragged out the car.
Oh!
So some good police work being done there. Hopefully they got the right guy. I'm sure they did.
It's like smoking him out.
Yeah, I guess so. Just they knew he was going to come along there or they knew he was headed that way or something.
Ooh.
Or maybe he was going to something. But, yeah, a little bit of police gossip there for you, if you will, / news.
A bit of a tactical manoeuvre.
Yeah, that's it. And if you were a cop, you'd be wanting to do some of that work, wouldn't you? Because I know that they have to do so much paperwork and stuff. Mm. I mean, it's computerised these days.
Mm.
But to be actually out there doing actual policing,
That's
the whole point. That is the whole point, right? So good job to them for, you know, getting their guy, I guess.
A bit exciting as well for onlookers. Like, what's happening?
Of course, whenever you see that.
It's like an action movie unfolding.
You can't help but rubberneck, can you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'll have a look at that. What's going on there?
I'm going to have a look at that. It's my taxpayer dollars doing something good.
Well, that's exactly right. You make a good point.
UFM. The Novos.
I would like to go on the record to say that I can be a very moody person. My mood can go very high and very low in the blink of an eye, nearly.
I don't see it that much in our work environment. That's because you're such a professional, though, I guess.
Well, so that's the thing. Like, you come to work and you put your best foot forward, yeah? But you know, like, it's normal for all of us to experience some mood swings and to feel a lot of different things throughout the day, have low parts of the week, high parts of the week, whatever.
The highs and lows of life.
Well, pretty much. That's exactly right. Well, they do say it has things to do with your brain chemistry, your personality, all these type of things. Well, apparently there's going to be some technology to help us with that.
Okay.
Now, apparently, the NHS, which is like a corporation overseas.
I think that NHS is the British.
It's UK,
Medicare.
Yeah, kind of basically.
Yeah.
They're launching a said $6.5 million trial to test a brain implant that uses ultrasound in order to alter brain activity and improve your mood. So this is developed by a place called Forest Neurotech. The device sits just beneath the skull but outside of the brain, okay, targeting neurons to help treat conditions like depression, OCD, also addiction and epilepsy.
Wow.
So if this goes ahead, this is going to, like, fix so many problems.
If it can work. That sounds
safe.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, to be honest, like, if you think about an implant, like, yeah, going towards your skull, your brain, that's scary.
I was going to say that's a safe place to do things.
Oh,
if you ever think matrix of doing, like, a bit of home medicine, start with your head, right?
Do not do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, maybe not.
Oh, goodness. But this is so cool, the fact that it can be, like, life-changing therapy,
sure,
but technologically. Yeah, and when I was mentioning this earlier, it kind of got a little bit of, I guess, different type of responses behind the scenes.
Sure.
But, like, look, if you have things like medication to help with your mood, or
yeah,
you have, like, little activities, like meditation or something that help with your mood, why not try something different that might be a little bit more reliable or
yeah,
more effective?
Like drilling a hole in your head and putting an implant in. I think that's a good idea. Would you?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Well, you would hope so.
So, yeah, behind the scenes, producer Mark was saying, oh, he was worried about, oh, you got to feel the downs to feel the ups.
Yeah, and I totally understand that.
Feeling sad occasionally is all right.
That's fine. It's just sometimes some of us need a little bit more help, and that's okay too.
You know the one I want help with?
What's
hangry.
That? Hangry? You want to be able to stop feeling angry when you're hungry?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Because there's not always a Dare Iced Coffee nearby.
No, that's true.
Oh, which one is that? Again,
or a chicken burger.
No, what's the one?
Too hungry, thirsty, dead. That's Oak. Yeah.
I was looking for the Oak. Damn it.
No.
Stuff that up.
UFM. The Novos.
Yep. What are you up to today?
Well, I've already washed my car. I've already done my admin stuff
this
yesterday.
Morning?
No, yesterday.
God, that's early.
No, I'll go hang out with mum and dad, I think, today. And
how lovely.
Yeah, just do some life admin.
What are you gonna? What are you cooking? Or you got anything exciting food happening?
No. I'll just reheat like a meal.
Oh, okay.
I'll have like a stir fry that's in the fridge. I'll reheat that.
Oh, how thrilling that is.
Yeah,
can't wait to hear about that.
What are you up to today?
I'm actually going to try and I've got to go out and see a client straight
ooh,
after the show
that
for the shop.
Serious.
Yeah, a bit of shop business.
Cool.
Which will be good. And then in the afternoon, I might try and get like out to the beach.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, just to maybe like have a coffee and just enjoy it.
Okay.
I feel like I need a little wind down. I worked a lot on the weekend, so
yeah,
just maybe try and do that. Maybe over at like Nobby's or something.
Go to the beach. Sounds wonderful.
So that's my plan for the day. We do have to award a prize as well
before we
go.
Certainly do.
We've got, of course, the family tickets to go to the Newcastle show.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy your tickets now from newcastleshow.com.au or win them with us. New FM has the most tickets in town.
That's right.
Today it goes to Carla from Head and Greeter. Earlier in the show we talked about how some people haven't done very popular things. So Ringo Starr, he's never eaten pizza, he revealed in an interview.
Or curry
for that matter. From England, that's extraordinary. This is Carla's though. This also blew us away.
I have never had seafood.
What? Of any kind?
No fish, no oysters, no prawns, nothing. I think it's disgusting, like even just the smell of it.
Carla.
The look on Ari's face right now, it looks like she's seen a ghost, to be honest.
Here's how you introduce it into your life. Ready? I'm going to give you the easiest little tip in the world, even though you didn't ask for it. So, how about some deep-fried Honey King prawns, right, that you get from, like, the Chinese shop? And then that way, that introduces you to seafood.
I think, Carla.
No. I don't even let my husband cook it in the house. If he wants to just go and buy it somewhere else.
Oh, I feel sorry for the husband, to be honest.
I tried so hard to convince her.
I know.
It didn't work.
Honestly, the look of shock on Ari's face was extraordinary.
Seafood is my life.
That's it. Well, congratulations, Cara. You're off to...
Carla,
of course. You're off to the Newcastle show. Enjoy that.
Woohoo.
Maybe you could have yourself a little fish and chips while you're there.
Sounds beautiful.
I don't think she will. See you tomorrow, guys.
Catch ya.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.